right, so as I was saying, Fisheries only has one item on the agenda today. Holter Reservoir fishing regulation changes. This is a proposal. We brought our regulation package to you back in August, then final in October. This one didn't make it into that because it's based on this fall's sampling data. As you'll all remember, we have a management plan for the Upper Missouri River reservoirs, and this falls under that authority, which allows us to bring it sort of out of cycle, even although we are technically in the four-year review right now. But the reason we wanted to rush to get this to you was because it does impact perch fishing. That season will be kicking off here pretty soon, so we wanted to get this in place for that. And then also, if you approve the proposal today, we'll be able to bring you the final in time to get this regulation into the 2020 regulation booklet. So just quickly, with our recent fall netting, both the yellow perch and the walleye declined. Yellow perch have been declining since our overall high, which I believe occurred in 2013. Walleye abundances have also been declining. With the management plan, we triggered, with the current management plan that's in place, we triggered management action. So what we're proposing for perch is to reduce the current 50 fish daily to 25 daily, no possession limit. And then for walleye, drop that to from 10 fish daily to 5 fish daily, 1 over 25. 1 over 25 is currently in place. And then the possession limit would be double the daily limit. So today we recommend the proposal to reduce both the yellow perch and the walleye limits and then release this for public comment. We have already received some public comment, even although it's not open, and what we're hearing is general support for this regulation. So with that.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the commission approve the proposed changes to the yellow perch and walleye bag limits and collect public comment on the proposal.
Second the motion.
And moved and seconded. Any comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I have a couple questions for Eileen. In the proposal, they're dropping it to 25 on the perch from 50. But yet, when I looked at the gillnet numbers, and she can correct me if I'm wrong, Canyon Ferry, I think, actually got more perch per net than Holter, but yet we have a 10 fish limit in on Canyon Ferry. And also, I know when we were having our discussions on walleye numbers at the previous meeting, and maybe perch are different in this regard, but it was my understanding that a 20 fish limit is still a suppression number. And if the perch numbers are as low as they seem to be, maybe only a couple of years looking at the data have been worse, why are we not maybe taking that down to the same levels as we have in Canyon Ferry, which I believe is 10?
Chair Colton, Commissioner Stuker, Commissioners, so we're following the management plan that's currently in place, and the management plan recommends dropping to the 25 fish limit for perch on Holter. I wasn't quite sure if you mentioned Canyon Ferry. So just to be clear on Canyon Ferry, we haven't met any of the triggers in the current management plan. So that's why we're not proposing any changes on Canyon Ferry. Because, as I mentioned, as of yet, we haven't met any triggers.
No, I was comparing them, Holter and Canyon Ferry, and I thought that Canyon Ferry was at a 10-fish limit on perch. Am I incorrect there?
Commissioner Stuker, that is correct. We have a 10-fish limit for yellow perch on Canyon Ferry. As I mentioned, though, we're following what the guidelines are in the management plan, which recommends dropping the yellow perch limit to 25 based on the current targets that are in the plan.
Eileen, this is Paul. Just to follow up with Rich, maybe you can talk about then why the management plans are different between those two places. I think that might answer Rich's question.
Sure. Mr. Seeler, commissioners, with your permission, I'll direct that to Mr. Roberts, who can probably address that better than I can.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, commissioners. Eric Roberts, Fisheries Management Bureau Chief. The two water bodies are managed a little bit different as far as, especially as far as perch management goes. On Canyon Ferry, there is a 10-fish perch limit. There's also a similar limit on Hauser as well. And what we see with those perch fisheries, there's much more targeted areas where anglers catch perch and harvest perch. And so we're much more restrictive on those water bodies. On Holter Reservoir, and again, all these fisheries, this is mostly related to the winter fishery. On Holter Reservoir, there's only a small fraction of that reservoir that anglers can actually access and safely fish. So a 25-fish limit, although it may not seem restrictive on paper, it actually is pretty restrictive on a reservoir such as Holter because anglers are only accessing just a very small portion of the surface area of that lake.
The question, though, is, I believe somewhere I saw the gill nets were like down to 1.2 or 5 perch per net. Is that correct?
Commissioner Stuker, I believe on Holter, yes, it was down to, I believe, is 1.2, 1.5 per net somewhere in that area. But the department...
What was it last year?
Bear with me one second here. Yeah, Commissioner Stuker, it's in the packet. It's in that 2-3-page packet that I sent. So for Holter perch, this year the abundance is 1.8 per net. The three-year average is 7.5. I believe last year, I could be wrong here, I believe in 2018 the catch was somewhere around 6 per net, 6 or 7 per net, somewhere in that range, I believe.
Okay, and I thank you for that information, but I guess I'm going to go a step further here. In all of the meetings we had with the Upper River Management, that seemed to be the concern or a huge concern by the public that our management plan with the triggers really didn't work. And if we're looking at the perch numbers again now and saying we've just hit the trigger when we've got down to 1.8 per net, I think that reinforces that plan did not work, at least this go around. It may have in past years. So I guess I have some concerns there. And Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would like to offer an amendment.
Who made that a motion? Have we had a motion?
Hogan did.
Yeah.
You have a motion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you want to make a? You want to accept the amendment?
I would like to make an amendment.
Okay.
I would like to make amendment. I would like to amend the perch limit down to 10 per day, and make it consistent with what Canyon Ferry is. Due to the low numbers in the gill net this year, because like I just stated, I understand the reasoning that the department brought it forward. It was in their management plan, and they are following that. But everything that we've heard, or I've heard in the scoping meetings, the committee meetings, that management plan really hasn't worked this last go-around, or maybe not in previous ones. So with that, I am offering that as an amendment.
So you want to accept that amendment, Logan, or I kind of need a second for the amendment or friendly acceptance, I think.
Not sure on the process, so do I have to accept the amendment? Sorry.
You don't have to. There's a motion on the floor. If you don't accept the amendment, there's a motion. But if the amendment's accepted, it would basically, it's a little different because it's a an amendment that undoes the motion. You know.
Well, basically under Robert's Rules of Order, I made the amendment to the main motion, or I've offered that. If it is seconded, then it would have to be discussed and voted on. If passed, it would move the main motion from 25 down to 10 perch daily and in possession. If there is no second, it goes away.
Commissioner Sugar, it doesn't look like the amendment has a second.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Any further comments or questions from the commission?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's important that we just stick with the management plan that's been accepted.
I agree. Any comment from the public on this proposal?
Afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. For the record, Clayton Elliott, ELLIOTT. I'm here today representing Montana Trout Unlimited, and while I don't stand before you with any adamant opposition to this proposed regulation change, I think that given a bit of ground that the wild trout fishery lost below Holter in the last commission conversation about regulations and the desire of the commission to continue to have uniform regulations across these stretches to help, and I at one level I get that argument, but I'm worried about it, particularly on the walleye piece here now on Holter. We're going down to 5. At the last commission, there was a motion on the table to go down to 10 below Holter because it would have been uniform with the Holter. So while I'm not standing up here necessarily vehemently opposing this regulation change, I just think we are on a slippery slope. And as we continue to legitimize a non-native invasive species like walleye, it's a slippery slope. So I just want to offer those comments today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Any further comments from the public? Any comments from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to state that as I understand it, and I'm not supporting the walleye or the trout over the other, but I believe trout is a non-native species to the rainbow.
Now that's a broader discussion. Any further comments from the commission? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, commissioners. Fisheries is done.